USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flags will be lowered across Connecticut Wednesday to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Sandy Hook School massacre. Governor Ned Lamont has ordered all local, state, and federal flags to have staff from sunrise to sunset tomorrow. 20 children and 6 teachers were shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown on December 14, 2012. Airlines are optimistic this travel holiday rush will be not a repeat of the summer travel mess. United CEO Scott Kirby predicting smooth sailing on CNN.
The industry is running basically the best operation we ever had.
Kirby says it's a combination of airlines setting more reasonable flight schedules and more staffing for the FAA. He says those two factors means more buffer is built into the system. Lawmakers are close to striking a deal to fund the government. That's according to Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell. McConnell says the defense spending is key in the bill.
So the priority now is to get defense adequately funded. Also, we need to stick with our friends in Ukraine, and that supplemental, I assume, will ride along with it.
Old Man Winter must not have got the memo that the official start of winter is still 8 days away. USA Radio's Rich Johnson explains.
That winter storm that blasted the west over the weekend is now hitting the heartland, and it will get even stronger before arriving in the northeastern U.S. The National Weather Service is warning us to beware of flash flooding and sudden blizzards. And before it moves out, this storm will have put more than a foot of snow on half a dozen states.
A cooler-than-expected inflation report has Wall Street happy. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 103 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
President Joe Biden is signing the Marriage Equality Act into law Tuesday afternoon, a week after Congress passed it. The president acknowledges the states who recognized same-sex couples long before the federal government acted.
Today we celebrate our progress. From Hawaii, the first state to declare that denying marriage of same-sex couples is unconstitutional, to Massachusetts, the first state to legalize marriage equality.
A politician overseas is in hot water for accepting bribes.
44-year-old Greek Social Democrat Eva Kaili was arrested in Belgium on Friday over allegations she was part of a group accepting bribes from Qatar in exchange for promoting policies friendly to that country. Belgian officials announced more information about specific criminal charges against her due out on Wednesday. Kaili has been removed from office by European Union lawmakers. She was one of 14 vice presidents. I'm Lance Pry.
The Energy Department says scientists at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California have achieved fusion ignition, or producing more energy from a fusion reaction than was used to start the process. On Tuesday in Washington, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm notes this is a major scientific breakthrough.
Ignition allows us to replicate for the first time certain conditions that are found only in the stars and the sun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.